I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Monday, October 12th. I know yesterday I said I wouldn't talk about Larry Kudlow because I sometimes think he's just there to go on camera, talk about how we're in a beautiful V-shaped recovery, and just juice the markets in general, but I just can't resist today. Kudlow basically said yesterday that Trump may go beyond what the Democrats want on some stimulus items, and that if an agreement can be reached with the Democrats, Senate Republicans will go along with it. I'd agree that some Senate Republicans will go along with it, probably, you know, almost just those who are up for re-election this year and who are in tight races. But generally speaking, let's be honest about the top line for stimulus. It's only up from here from $1.8 trillion, and it certainly sounds like Republican senators gave Mnuchin and Meadows an earful last week over their $1.8 trillion proposal. So Kudlow's remark is questionable, just like anything out of his mouth. Frankly, sometimes I just can't take that man seriously. Meanwhile, a motley crew of various Democratic and otherwise left-leaning figures have been urging Nancy Pelosi to take the White House's latest $1.8 trillion offer. Pelosi reiterated her rejection yesterday in a Dear Colleague letter, saying that elements of the latest White House proposal are inadequate and that we remain at an impasse. But there are some prominent Democrats urging Pelosi to take the deal. 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Andrew Yang was on CNN. He was basically saying, look, Pelosi in Congress, I know you don't love Trump, but the American people need relief. He called the Republicans' latest stimulus proposal a good deal for millions of Americans. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna, he, along with Tim Ryan, was the guy behind the $2,000 a month emergency money for the People Act that YouTubers were clickbaiting about for months. Even this congressman tweeted, people in need can't wait until February. $1.8 trillion is significant and more than twice the Obama stimulus. It will allow Biden to start with infrastructure, make a deal, and put the ball in McConnell's court. Nevertheless, the House of Representatives' floor schedule for this week reads as follows. Members are advised that due to the Trump administration's failure to reach an agreement on coronavirus relief, no votes are expected in the House this week. So we're in an interesting position here, folks. We have several prominent Democrats urging Pelosi to accept the White House's offer. Let's take this thing to a vote. While we have many Republicans in the Senate saying they are not interested in the White House's offer. But what are Republicans up to right now? Well, yesterday, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin sent a letter to Congress praising the passing of the CARES Act and other legislation in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and stating that the White House is trying to work with Democrats on more legislation, and they made a request. They basically just go on and on and on for paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, but then this last paragraph here, Meadows and Mnuchin make a request. Here it is. Now is the time for us to come together and immediately vote on a bill to allow us to spend the unused Paycheck Protection Program funds while we continue to work toward a comprehensive package. The all-or-nothing approach is an unacceptable response to the American people. So this is interesting. Instead of working on perhaps another proposal to appease these Republican lawmakers or to appease Pelosi, both of whom rejected the $1.8 trillion proposal, Meadows and Mnuchin are going ultra-targeted here and simply seeking Congress to pass legislation allowing the $130 billion of unspent PPP money to be spent right now for a second round of PPP for businesses that experienced a decline in revenue. I think that would be a good move, and it would keep some businesses afloat right now, but it's kind of a bad look for stimulus negotiations. This is kind of saying, look, we're trying with the comprehensive bill, but we're not getting anywhere with you guys, not really getting anywhere with Pelosi. So maybe for the time being, let's just do this, just so that we can do something right now. That's my read on the situation here. That said, even if the Republican-held Senate passes legislation like this, it would still have to be approved by the House, and Nancy Pelosi would view this move as a standalone bill, which she is opposed to. In terms of the Senate, Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings began earlier this morning. That is what Senate Republicans are focused on right now, and I'm not sure what would change their minds on stimulus at this point. Trump did talk to Maria Bartiromo on Fox News yesterday, and he didn't really have much to say about stimulus, nothing new anyway. Apparently, he's back on script now, blaming Pelosi for the lack of stimulus, blaming China for everything else. Says we're ready to go, but can't get Nancy Pelosi to sign the document.
Where are we on the stimulus talks? Will you give money to places like New York? Will the government give money to places like New York? Will you agree to that?
Well, Republicans want to do it. We're having a hard time with Nancy Pelosi. She thinks she can influence the election. And I think they're hurting themselves by not doing it. But the Republicans want to do it. We want to do stimulus. We want to help the airlines again, because the airlines are always a tough business. We want to help the restaurants, hotels. We want to help businesses that really it's not their fault. It's China's fault. And we want to help them, Maria. And And frankly, you know, we're ready to go. We're all ready to go. We can't get Nancy Pelosi to sign the document.
Trump didn't really clarify what the document he was referring to is, but I imagine this is perhaps related to when he was talking about reappropriating CARES Act money for stimulus checks a few weeks back. He mentioned something to the effect of, yeah, you know, Congress, they just need to approve a one-sentence thing. Maybe that's what he's referring to here. I'm not sure. I kind of wish Maria would have pressed him on that statement and asked him, what document are you talking about, Trump? All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you in the next video, and congratulations to my favorite basketball team, the Los Angeles Lakers, for clinching their 17th NBA title last night. Bye-bye.